white. George's Terrace, St. Kilda Road, Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, January 8, 1894. Dear son Willie, I have just received and read a letter from Fanny, and it has the right ring to it, and I am so thankful that she is trying to surrender herself to God as she has never done before. I will hope and pray that this trial may work to our good and the glory of God. I did expect to receive something from you this day, but I will not be surprised over the matter, for I know how much is pressing upon you. After you shall consider the whole matter, and think it all over, and pray about it, let me know what is the impression on your mind in regard to my taking Fanny back. I want to do exactly as the Master would have me to do. If the warnings given have called Fanny to repentance, and she appears to be truly converted, then will it be best to trust her with this matter? Let me know what I should do. I could not ask a more full confession. I have dealt very plainly with her, and I do now greatly desire to move in the way of the Lord. I want His counsel, and it seems to me we have come to a crisis in our work. I have, after talking plainly with Fanny, refused to see her again. I have not had my usual amount of sleep since the camp meeting. Several mornings, could not sleep past 2 a.m. I have been weighed down with perplexity and with great distress of mind. The future looks so uncertain to me, so full of perplexities. If Fanny is dropped out, who will do the work? After reading the enclosed letter from her, then you can better tell what decisions to make. The weather is changeable. I have ridden out quite a number of times with Brother and Sister Star. We have consulted together over the case of Fanny, for Fanny has sought his counsel, and she feels almost in despair at the prospect of being sent back to Battle Creek. But since this letter came, I have had a glimmering of hope that the change in her may call for a change of decision in me. This is my desire, to know what position I should take at this time. If you have any counsel, please give it. Oh, if you had only written to me when you would come back, then I could have something to work to. A letter from Brother Rousseau to his wife, which she was kind enough to read to me last night, says they had decided not to invest in the Fountaindale tract for the location of school. I was somewhat surprised at this decision, but may the Lord guide His people to the right place is my prayer. I am not well, and cannot expect to be well until I am relieved in mind. Brother Israel just came in and states that the interest is increasing. Their tent is about full evenings, and some are much interested. They have been inviting themselves to receive an invitation, and some have taken the hint and are beginning to invite visits. Brother Israel seems much pleased with the interest manifested and with the good class of people he has to hear. At Brighton, the congregations are not as large as at first, yet all is being done that can be to arouse and hold the attention. I speak at Williamstown Sunday afternoon. The Anderson brothers were baptized last Sunday. They are experiencing some trials, yet seem steadfast. The father-in-law, who owns a share in the music store, is pressing for it to be open on Sabbath, but the sons say no, not while their names stand upon the store. There are interesting cases occurring all the time, and decided efforts should be made. I am sorry Brother Rousseau is compelled to be away now, for every jot of Elder Star's time should be devoted to the labor for those who are interested in the meetings. I must close now. Our housekeeping goes on excellently. May seems to work well and be cheerful. Emily is not well today, took cold in face where a little prong of wisdom tooth was left. I will not urge that you come back before you get your business done, unless you think it best by all means for Fanny to go back to America. In much love to you all.